We're going to start on BBC One and BBC iPlayer with a new drama series called This Town. And here's a clip.
If you don't get away, you just become what everybody already thinks you are. I've got to do something to stop myself thinking nothing is worth doing.
Dante, I've got lots of tunes in my head. I could do the tunes and you could do the words. What do you say?
Bang goes the gong. All along I've been wrong. How could I have been so thick? Words need music.
So this arrives on Easter Sunday, 9 p.m. BBC One, and then episode 2 on Easter Monday at the same time and channel. Then it will be shown weekly, but there will be a box set available on the iPlayer. So that's that out of the way. It's from Mr. Stephen Knight, who created Peaky Blinders. And yes, we're back in the Midlands. Cast your mind back, Hannah. Well, you're too young, actually. I'll cast my mind back to when I was at university and the specials were top of the charts with Ghost Town, all about sort of urban decay and youth violence and alienation. Well, Knight, who grew up in the Midlands, has written this new series, which is set in the early 1980s in Coventry and Birmingham. And it's about troubled youngsters who form a band as part of the burgeoning ska revival scene. Now, Hannah, as you know, I am in a ska band called The Irregulars. So this is right up my street. There's a lot of up-and-coming talent playing the youngsters who get the band together, but you've also got Michelle Dockery playing an alcoholic mother, you've got David Dawson playing a gangster, and you've got Geraldine James playing a matriarch. So really, at the heart of it, these two young lads, Dante, played by Levi Brown, he's kind of a dreamer, he writes poetry, so he will sort of become the lyric writer for the band. And then his cousin, Barden, has an Irish father who wants to sort of recruit him to the Republican cause. So this is all during the IRA bombing campaign on mainland Britain. And Dante's brother is a soldier serving in Belfast, but he comes back home and there's a whole plot line involving him. So, as you would imagine, the soundtrack is fantastic. Classic tracks and also reworkings of classic tracks by contemporary acts. Young cast, very good. There's kind of quite a lot of quite poetic dialogue, which doesn't always quite work, but these are very likeable characters. You're going to get invested in them. The social history of the piece is superb. It does take quite a long time for the band to get together. But yeah, this was right up my street and I absolutely loved it. What did you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. I really enjoyed it. At first, I kind of thought, oh, this is a bit sort of stereotypical of the usual story of a band getting together. And as you say, there's the dreamer and then there's this one and that one and everyone's quite stereotyped. But it knocks on that door, but it's so good that doesn't matter almost, because there's the backstory here. It's kind of the whole kind of, as you say, the kind of social, the kind of history behind it all. And if you like music, it's great too, isn't it? Because it kind of, I don't know, you feel like you're on a journey with them and it doesn't take long to get into. It doesn't take long to get invested in the individual characters and kind of understand, you know, their ways and what they do and don't like, and their kind of want to break free from the regular kind of family and life restrictions that we all have put upon us. So I think it just shows that, again, puts art into the limelight as being something that where people, you know, who find it difficult to express themselves can. So really enjoyed it.